Next year will mark the 60th anniversary of the Broadway debut of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein's final collaboration, The Sound of Music. It was inspired by the real-life Trapp family, who were forced to flee their home in Austria because of their philosophical differences with the Nazi Party, and for whom music became their sanctuary and their passport to a new life. The much-loved story has been given a wide range of dramatic and musical interpretations, and I'll have the privilege of directing a brand new production next summer for Music Theater Wichita. That's particularly meaningful for me, since my first ever participation in a musical show was playing 17-year-old Rolf, the telegram boy, back when I was in college in Santa Barbara, California. And also because I later worked with Richard Rodgers when I performed in a Broadway show called Rodgers and Hart, A Musical Celebration, that he supervised. As part of my preparation for any show I work on, I like to do as much research as possible. And for this show, that's particularly enjoyable because the original source material has a lot of fascinating documentation. And because the melodic Rodgers and Hammerstein score has inspired a number of diverse musical artists to interpret it. The original Broadway cast album with Mary Martin and the film soundtrack with Julie Andrews are certainly the most well-known recordings, but some of the other versions are actually my favorite things, including John Coltrane's famous jazz interpretation and more obscure versions like French singer Mate Alteri's take on the role of Maria. For KMUW, this is Wayne Bryan.